in Nashville and getting warmer. High of 80 today. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04 a.m. Both the State House and Senate have passed the so-called FairRx Act. It says in Tennessee, companies are not allowed to own a pharmacy that sells drugs while also owning the insurer that pays for the drugs while also owning a PBM. That stands for Pharmacy Benefit Manager. It's a corporate middleman that negotiates with drug makers, insurers, and pharmacies. Critics say that giants like CVS have had an unfair advantage when they control so much of the system. CVS has been at the center of this debate after dropping millions of dollars on advertisements, social media, and text campaigns, saying that this bill would shutter pharmacies across Tennessee. That includes the 134 CVS pharmacies in the state. The company is also in the spotlight because state audit found the pharmacy chain was engaging in unfair business practices. Senator Bobby Harshberger, himself a pharmacist, has been harsh towards CVS throughout this process, and that continued during this bill's final Senate vote.
There's a principle that says all warfare is based on deception. I'm not saying that to be inflammatory. I'm saying it as a reminder. There will be information designed to lead you to a conclusion. The nation's eyes are upon us today. We can either defend the status quo or we can fix what the audits clearly show is broken.
CVS issued a statement saying that it's prepared to challenge the law in federal court. It already sued Arkansas for passing a similar bill. The state's takeover of Memphis schools is taking shape. A new agreement would give a state appointment committee power to spend some of the district's $2 billion budget. The district's been in hot water for years, and this month, an initial report to the comptroller's office found about $1 million in wasteful or abusive spending, most of it in the form of contracts. Lawmakers are considering a bill that would create an advisory board over the struggling schools, that meet specific conditions, like class sizes that are too big, low attendance rates, or problematic financial audits. Under this plan, the Tennessee Lookout reports that the state-appointed board would be allowed to fire anyone who works for the district, including the top official, district director. It would take control of the budget away from the locally elected school board. Any contracts over $50,000 would have to get the state to sign off, and the state's board would get to decide whether proposed charter schools could open. Meanwhile, Governor Bill Lee has just signed a law that bars school boards from using public funds to sue the state over accountability measures. Chalkbeat reports that Memphis Shelby School Education voted unanimously to hire a lawyer, but it's unclear who will pay for the attorney if they decide to file the suit. You'll find more at WPLN.org.